Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the NATO Summit. Notable authors together optimize. Circa 1984. The Heart of the Lion. It's an adventure that takes place in Kenya. Written by Tom Patrick, with Kathy Watson. And I want to remind you that all of the shows are archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on Wednesday, February 18th. For the Love of the Dark Continent. And I was reading my journal. Oh, what a trip. What a trip. So for those of you, I'm going to continue reading the journal. And I'm writing this on Monday, 9:45 a.m. The African Adventure, June 7th to the 20th, 1984. Enjoyed the journey with me. It was awesome. Oh, and let me tell you the itinerary. From Chicago to New York, Nairobi, Kenya, Aberdare's Country Club to the Ark, Samburu Lodge, Mount Kenya Safari Club, Kikorok Lodge, the majestic Mount Kilimanjaro in the background, Kilaguni, the Maasai Mara, and the Serengeti. I just love the song, My Land is Kenya. For your first out-of-this-world adventure, consider Africa. It's safe. I was on a photo safari. At the Kilaguni Lodge, there was a sign poster that said, "Animals are requested to be quiet whilst guests are drinking, and vice versa." And then on our way to Abasali, our guide was Wilson, a herd of 16 elephants crossing. The mamas, the papas, the teenagers, and the babies. And I have photos. Oh, luxurious. We stayed at the Norfolk Hotel. It's as though it was yesterday. It was a dream fulfilled. Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Dinner at the Samburu Lodge was good. Party afterwards. Peter brought his tapes and speakers, not going to have vodka after dinner from this time on, and no beer in the afternoon. A little tired up at 5:45 a.m. for the 11th for safari poolside. Now am not going to budge until the 4 p.m. That's when we went out for the animal game sightings. Friday the 15th, just got in from safari at the Norfolk Hotel. Time is around 1:45. Having a drink with George, Steve, Evelyn, waiting for our room and dinner. Saturday the 16th, sitting in my room at the Norfolk at 8:20 a.m., feeling very sad. My dear traveling companions are leaving today at 2 p.m., Elizabeth, Violet, and Moa go on to Amboseli. Thank goodness for Muriel Horn. She had paregoric, too much food, vodka, exhaustion, and the cha-cha set in mid-Thursday after drinking a bottle of Tusker's beer. Have decided to pass the city tour. Will take 2 hours to come down my system. Poolside the afternoon. Oh, and on Monday the 11th, we viewed tribal dancers. The Samburu Reserve was fun. Flowers seemed to spring up everywhere, just beautiful. Cute monkeys mused Evelyn and me on our balcony. Ride your Mount Kenya Safari Club was scenic. What a contrast. Samburu Reserve was lovely. Oh, but the elegance of Mount Kenya and the cottage. Absolutely beautiful. 3 bedrooms, 3 baths, fireplace, dining area. Kitchen was just incredible. I could stay at the Safari Club for a week or so. Did some shopping, lawn, lounged at poolside. Dressed for dinner. Cindy, Evelyn, Jean, and I closed the bar as usual. Seems to be a pattern with us. Dinner was excellent. This is Tuesday the 12th. Cindy and I shared a table. She's darling and so sweet. It was good talking to her. She has been touched. We will keep in touch. In the Safari Lounge, we met John Clark, the owner of all of the Chicago Health Club. Seems to be a rather nice chap. Wednesday the 13th. The ride from Mount Kenya. Spectacular scenery to the Masai Mara Reserve was incredibly long. It took all day. Hot and dusty. Roads are not paved, bumpy. Natives seem to be always walking. However, in conversation with Joyce Poole, she said they always have a reason for walking. The huts that they live in, the bare essentials that they have, convinced me that it doesn't take much to survive. The children are tending the herds of cows, goats, and love to wave. The bartering that I heard so much about is interesting. Hey, the natives are not dumb at all. To date, I have purchased lion, elephant, calabash, bracelets, safari hat, necklaces, keychains, 2 straw bags. Writing this the 16th, plus Richard's primitive men. Don't know how I'll manage to pack all of this. 8:45 a.m. Starting to feel a tad better. Bought 2 cosmetic bags at Mount Kenya. Stopped to sort laundry and dry cleaning. Saturday continued, 10:15 a.m. Feels tons better. Evelyn and her group off to the Ark, a repeat of our week on safari. Riding this pool side at the Norfolk. Lovely pool. I have a nasty bruise on my left thigh. Must have happened on the bumpy road yesterday. Talked with Amanda and Michael from Flamingo Tours. All is set for Sunday. Checkout time is 10 a.m. We leave for Amboseli at 2 p.m. Wilson will be our guide. For the next 3 days, it's hard for me to believe that I'm in another continent. Seems like I'm in the States. I'm a little anxious to talk to Richard, Bill, and family. Miss my fat cat. Others are still on tour. We'll be back by noon. Don't know if I'll eat anything for lunch. Wednesday the 13th, after the long ride to Kikara Lodge, just about settled in our cabin when Evelyn came back to say that the single accommodations were assigned tents, so she and I shared tent number 68. Linda Hall and George took the cabins. The tent was a blast. First of all, we had the best light in the world to put our faces on, and we had hot water. All other places other than Mount Kenya was cool to shower. Oh, by the way, my walking companions were baboons. They're funny. On the Masai Mara Reserve, we watched the migration of the zebra and wildebeest. What a spectacular sight. When we were out on our 4 to 6:30 game drive, we came upon a lion pride. To see them napping and playing, it's hard to imagine them being so fierce. Simon, our driver, explained that as long as we stayed in the van, we were relatively safe. However, if the lions caught scent of white man, or any man for that matter, he would attack. The hippo pond was tranquil and lovely. What big boys they are. We'll stop now. want to bring Polaroid photos up to date. But Richard's primitive man at Thompson's Fall is en route to Kikorok Lodge. Tomorrow I will continue. Africa, the dark continent. The Heart of the Lion. The book that we're reviewing today, by the way, you could get it by calling me at 847-882-8717, or you could get it through Amazon.com or Ex Libris. Enjoy the relationship of the main characters and how they relate to Africa. Oh, you'll travel through some of the most beautiful and picturesque landscapes in all of Africa. Another fascinating component is that while the story is fiction, there are some segments that are true. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making the pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. The heart, adventurous, exciting, mystical, supernatural, and romantic. The Chicago broadcaster, the journalist who is taking this pilgrimage, she admits that nightmares caused her to wonder why this precious artifact meant so much to her father. Her life takes on a new meaning after she meets Rick Taylor, her guide for this incredible journey. Taylor's natural ability and vast experience allows them to safely traverse the Serengeti on their way to their ultimate destination, the Mama of Mountains, the Mother, Mount Kilimanjaro. Their help consists of two strong and ever-present forces. An old lion that befriended Taylor since early childhood, and the amulet, which possesses a rare and wonderful power. Its magical energy controls the destiny of Felicia and Rick. Oh, you, the reader, will travel through some of the most beautiful and picturesque landscapes in all of Africa. Enjoy the tale. The African adventure is compelling. The book is important because it entertains. The adventure sub in appeals to those that may embrace reincarnation. By the way, this is our first collaboration, Thomas Puttrick with Kathy Watson. Dealing with the supernatural is always unprecedented. The theme of reincarnation is controversial. The book explores this in great detail. Our mission, our aim, was to have this book entertain you, enlighten you, to expose you, the reader, to the wonderful journey of the mind. Tom's experience in the supernatural, he claims that he's witnessed and believed them to be real. And my journey to Africa gives firsthand knowledge of the story's background. Tom experienced three actual supernatural experiences, two ghostly sightings in life. I gave Tom the journal. And while he was writing the book, he and I shared an unusual coincidence regarding the characters. Tom had no way of knowing that the names he chose were actually the names of my parents. It was only after discussions in the beginning that I asked Tom, "How did you know my parents' name?" And Luca was an uncle that lived with us. He said he just knew. My parents' name, my father, Petel, Peter and Maria, my mother, Mary, and Luca. To alert the media that this is a book covering the subject of paranormal activity and reincarnation, while embracing suspense and romance, Tom's experience with the paranormal and Kathy's intuitiveness have blended to create this phenomenal book, so we're alerting you. Africa has always been referred to as the Dark Continent. The Dark Continent of Africa Exposed. A romantic story tracing the spiritual and personal growth of two people desperately searching for the true meaning of life. And what they are saying? Kathy, I just finished reading Heart of the Lion and would like to tell you how much I enjoyed it. The description of the country and their culture really opened my view and kept my interest. Keep the books coming, Kathy, from Beverly. And then, this is from Frida. The Heart of the Lion was a book I could not lay it down. I needed to read the rest of the story, which led me down many places of interest. As I read the story, I felt like I was also on the journey with you in Africa. Good job writing, Kathy, with you and your friend. Kathy, I would like to see a sequel. And I want you to know it's going to be updated and it's going to become a movie. A movie. Copyright 2002. Dedication. To Bill, my husband, whose love, support, and patience allows me to be me. To Cindy, Bill, Bob, my children, thank you for being an integral force in helping me grow personally and spiritually. Your achievements in life make me proud. To my mom and dad, affectionately known as Ma and Pa Pawn, both made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. Ma Pawn was a brilliant natural nutritionist. Thanks, Ma, for the good health I enjoy today. And Pa Pawn, your work ethic and sense of family loyalty continue to be my inspiration to achieve whatever I want in life. Acknowledgement. Where do I begin to acknowledge so many that had a dramatic effect on my life? I begin with my ancestors. Somewhere in the chain of command, there was a special gene, adventuresome and visionary, that was passed on to me. I thank you for that. I'm convinced that there are some things you cannot question. I was destined to go to Africa in 1984. Kenya, Nairobi, Samburu, Kikorok, Kilagudi, Amboseli, the Mighty K, Mount Kilimanjaro. All ports of call, unique, magnificent, and breathtaking. To feel the energy of Africa is awesome, and to experience Africa with Evelyn Hoffman, the late George Rapp, Steve Rapp, Cindy Belgarth, Peter Goodman, and Marion Hudasek helped make this journey beyond belief and description. The trip to Africa was inexplicable, wonderful, and exciting. These East Africans, sweet and so polite. The food, better than I thought it would be. The lodges, average to outstanding. To sum it up, from my first out-of-this-world travel experience. I'm so glad I had all of you to share it with. So, my darlings, till we meet again, with affection, best wishes for 100 years of health. And Tom acknowledged his parents, Letitia and John, his family, brothers Mike, Steve, sister-in-law Peggy and Bobby, nieces, nephews Mark, Lauren, Emily, Amanda, and John, aunts and uncles, cousins, friends, to Jan. It was only after we met that I knew I had to write this story. To Melissa, your sweet inspiration gave me the words when I thought I was lost. Thank you for the friendship. To Calvin Jid, thanks for the hunting lesson. It was an adventure I'll never forget. We often talked about Africa, and I hope I remembered everything you told me. Our next expedition should be infamous. To Chloe, thank you for showing me all your moves. To Kathy, what can I say? You truly are an incredible woman. Forward, join me while I stroll down memory lane. I'm thinking of a life, of a time when life was simple. Remember when children played in the park without fear? Unlocked doors beckoned a friend to enter, drive-in movies with convertible tops down. Remember when you sat around the kitchen table on Saturday nights with Mom and Dad listening to The Shadow, the Jack Benny Show, the gentle tone of Dad reading short stories? Sunday afternoons at the roller rink or the local theater where you immersed yourself in the classic films Gone with the Wind, The Wizard of Oz. I do. These memories are embedded in my mind. We can only hope to return to that place. The events of September 11th, 2001 changed our country forever. The now generation faces a future of uncertainty. How will they fare? Only time will tell. It's been years since I lost my parents. When dreaming, they speak to me. They remind me to hold firm, to remember my upbringing, to enjoy life's simple pleasures, to continue to draw strength, to draw from their strength, their ethics, and devotion to family. Reading is a passion of mine. How sad! In today's climate, stories are filled with violence and hatred. However, I found a story that rekindled my childhood memories. The Heart of the Lion is intriguing and mysterious. It will take you on a magical adventure deep into the unknown. Mom and Dad, you would have enjoyed the journey. Letitia Patrick. Oh, I've often wondered whether you can communicate with the world. I'm quoting Tom. He's been witness to various ghostly sightings in his life. You need to get the book, The Heart of the Lion. It's available at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. With the courageous spirit of a soldier fighting for his country gets snuffed out in an instant, I believe his or her spirit moves on to another dimension. The Heart of the Lion is a story about a man who lived and died defending his homeland from the evils that existed in our world. Respected for his bravery and honor, his spirit unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. Tom Patrick. Chapter 1. His eyes were transfixed on a distant horizon. a scattering of brush needed to be watched carefully. This wasn't the first time he would see battle in North Africa. The 2nd Corps had been slowed after Rommel's advance at Kasserine Pass. The heat of the morning sun made his uniform damp with perspiration. Wiping sweat from his brows, he heard his lieutenant say, "Look sharp, gentlemen." He heard rumors about General Patton's bravado before each engagement, but never witnessed it firsthand. Today would be different. He noticed the general pacing behind the lines, his hands firmly grasping binoculars. It was times like this Peter's nerves felt the full impact of battle. He wasn't exactly sure if it was the German army he feared or the 3-star general 50 feet behind him. Chapter 2. She searched for reasons, any reasons that would give her the peace of mind she longed for. Seeing people she hadn't seen in years didn't help. Trying to smile was difficult, but she knew she had to be strong for her mother's sake. She would have wanted it that way. "How will I cope with all of this?" she asked. This was by far the hardest thing she ever had to do. The funeral procession stopped at the gravesite. The harsh winds that blew through the trees earlier were howling through the air. They carried an unusual chill, which was odd for the month of June. Her heart ached as she saw the ebony casket removed from the back of the hearse. Tears filled her eyes. There was no looking back. The reality of the moment hit her. She felt like she was stabbed in the heart. What could be said? People die every day. The death of her mother was unlike any other she'd experienced. A part of her soul was lost, and hopes of ever finding it again were remote. She heard the words spoken by the Reverend, but they didn't console her. Friends and acquaintances filed past her, each one offering a sympathetic smile, an endearing hug. All she could think about was how empty it felt. Now alone, it was easier to handle her emotions. The hardest part was not knowing what to say to all of those people who loved her mom. The cemetery workers waited for her to leave, but she wasn't going anywhere. They had to say. She had so much to say. A plainly dressed elderly woman with a caring smile happened by and saw Felicia sitting along her mother's grave. She reached out her hand. Was it something close to you? It was my mother, replied Felicia, taking the stranger's hand in hers. Well, I could tell. Well, how would you know that? I could always tell when a daughter loses her mother. Your expression speaks volumes. Listening to excerpts from The Heart of the Lion by Tom Patrick and Kathy Watson. Available at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. And of course, you could always call me at 847-882-8717. Make it a great day. Au revoir. Kathy Watson.